For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team wraps up the regular season this weekend, hosting Minnesota State Mankato. It's also senior weekend. We're joined by Reed Mimick, a senior goalie out of Brainerd. Reed, I'm not joking when I say you might be the smartest hockey player I've ever known. You became just the 13th person ever in the history of the WCHA to be a scholar athlete four times. Congratulations.
Thanks. I really appreciate it.
I mean this in all seriousness. Which do you like more, winning a hockey game or acing a test?
I think there's no question. I still enjoy winning a hockey game more. I think there's a little bit more on the line for that, to be honest. But acing a test isn't too bad either.
Been accepted into med school at Duluth. What do you want to do with your biology degree here from BSU?
Really just going to rely on it to build that foundation for my first year at medical school and hopefully build off of that. And you know, when I get in the real world, just be a good doctor, whatever I decide to do.
Any particular field that interests you?
Right now, I'm obviously really interested in family medicine. I think that's something that I enjoy because you get to have kind of lifelong patients with that and you can kind of build relationships. And I think that's something that kind of resonated with me from hockey, kind of get that team concept. And it's going to be kind of a team building a plan for people.
Well, that was the next question. How has the game of hockey provided you the kind of release from the grind that is medical school and biology degrees and still giving you the opportunity to work your brain in a different way?
I mean, you kind of touched on it there. That's exactly what it was. It was a nice break. You know, one hand kind of washes the other. Hockey was a break from school. School's a break from hockey. And, you know, anytime you get too much of a good thing, it's kind of a bad thing, which is, you know, I think what a lot of us Minnesotans get in junior hockey. You know, we play our short season of high school hockey, but then we get to junior hockey. It's a 60-game season. It's like, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? And while I was in juniors, I took some classes, too, and I was successful on the ice and off the ice. And so it's kind of something that I took here to BSU, and it allowed me to be successful on the ice and off the ice.
I'll never forget your first week as a Beaver transferring at Christmas time and Reed, here are your teammates. Here's your plane ticket. We're going to Dartmouth for a tournament. What was that whirlwind week like for you?
You know, it was just so exciting. I really didn't think too much of it. It really didn't discourage me too much. You're on the road so much with junior hockey, and I was just so excited to finally play Division I hockey, and that's such a great program here as Bemidji State that it didn't really sink in. I wasn't too nervous, and I got to know my roommate through Facebook before I showed up, so, you know, I kind of hit the ground running, and I lived with a couple of seniors since the dorms were closed, so I just came in and lived with them for a few days, and it was really nice. They welcomed me, and I got acclimated pretty quickly.
What do your teammates now mean to you?
I mean, they're everything. It's such a family here, and I think you can see it on the ice this season especially. There's really not exactly classes, I want to say. You know, seniors aren't seniors, juniors aren't juniors. It's really a team all the way from the freshman to the senior class. We don't kind of have our cliques. Everyone hangs out with everyone, and it's just such a team mentality this year, and I think that's why we're seeing such success.
What has this year been like in that locker room? Being a member of this team that you know, has won the McNaughton Cup and a win away from 20 on the year.
Yeah, it's really exciting. But it's just been so nice because, like I mentioned before, it's such a family. Everyone is so excited after a win. Even the guys that didn't play, you know, they took a hand in it at practice in the weight room before. Everyone's making everyone better. And it's just so exciting when you see someone who maybe wasn't necessarily in the lineup at the beginning of the year, but they're working their way in there. And you see them on the ice, and just the way their game has, I guess, progress as the season has gone on, as they've matured as players. And you see it just from, you know, even our senior class. You know, some of the guys, when we first came in as freshmen, to see where they're at now, and you're just so excited for them. And I think that's what it is. Everyone in the locker room is so happy for the other player, and it just comes out as wins at the end of the day.
I don't know if anybody that's played sports can truly know what a backup goalie goes through unless they've been a backup goalie. There's nothing quite like it. What's it been like?
You know, it's been tough. It's been exciting. You know, that's kind of what it is. I think it's similar to maybe a relief pitcher or something like that. You kind of are going through all the workouts. You're going through the practices. You're not taking a day off and just need to be ready when your number is called. And when your number is not called, you need to be supportive to the players that are playing. And, you know, that's kind of what I've done. I know that's what the other guys have done as well. And, you know, no one's happy for Bitzer this season. You know, there isn't someone who's worked harder than Michael, and I know that even from high school hockey and before that playing against him, and his work ethic is just a testament to the type of player and the type of team that we've become. And so really it's kind of, you just got to be excited for the players and you got to be supportive and ready to go when your number's called.
You didn't come in with this senior class What are you going to remember about him, though, going out with him?
You know, I just think I'm going to remember all the mannerisms from each person, you know, Carter and O'Connor, and, you know, you see Nate Arntz and Charlie getting ready before games, and it's something that I don't think I'll be able to get out of my head. But, no, the guys are great, and I think that we're going to stay in touch even after hockey ends, and I think that's what's really unique to this sport is your teammates are a lifelong family.
What happens in the room stays in the room. Reed, thanks much.
Thank you very much.